This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
For joining us on this live global broadcast, Monday, June 17th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I've been on air 25 years. We passed that mark just last month. And I probably was on the air 5 years before I ever said this is the most important broadcast I've ever done, or the planet is in incredible danger right now. And then maybe 10 years ago, I started saying it about once a year. And now you've noticed in the last few years, I've been saying it every month or so. Now I'm saying it every week. Just last week, Vladimir Putin, who has over 10,000 nuclear weapons under his control, and Lord knows what else, came out and said the planet's never been in more danger of ending the human population with a nuclear war, and he begged the United States to stop what they were doing. We know what that was now. There was a giant cyber attack launched in the last month against the Russians that endangered the nuclear power plants, launched out of the United States. Now, this was done by the deep state to unseat Trump. I've always said they could run a false flag, as the leaked CIA document showed under Vault 7. And this would be the exact type of thing they would do to cause a new war, to basically embarrass Trump and unseat him. Well, they've done just that. Despite the fact the president came out yesterday and said it was treason, the media continues to run with the story. Now, I want to say this very succinctly. The New York Times came out this weekend and said the United States had offensively launched cyber attacks, crippling the Russian power grid in the last month and a half to show them that we wouldn't put up with how they stole the election in 2016. Now, A, they didn't steal the election. That's been proven to be a fraud. B, to offensively say we have planted code in your power grid, when that's how Chernobyl blew up, was power surges, and they had to turn it off, and it blew up. They just had power grids go out in South America, the likes of which have never gone out. Power grids went out last week all over Europe. Ladies and gentlemen, all hell is breaking loose. And now I wasn't sure whether it was the Iranians or whether it was a false flag with the ships last week. Because the Iranians had said, we'll close the Strait of Hormuz under advice from Kerry. Shadow diplomacy against Trump. Then you see the attacks, but evidence starts to point that it's a false flag. And our sources say it's a false flag. Then you have this whopper of a false flag. The president comes out and says, this is treason, and it's not true, and we need to launch offensive attacks on the Russians. That's war, and there's no proof they hacked into our systems. There's no proof they got into voting machines. So the New York Times used this story about how we're at war with Russia, and we've attacked them first to insert the lie because the Pentagon knows the Russians hacked the voting machines. This is insanity, ladies and gentlemen, and we have to remove the deep state now. These people are out of control. Heck, can you guys pull me last week's stacks where I have all the famous admitted false flags at sea, and then Dick Cheney saying he wanted to stage it, and then the neocon think tank advising it just last year? Because now it all came together when I was reading this last night, and I tried to take a few days off. I usually am constantly reading news. I took off to take my kids out to the lake and, you know, roast hot dogs around the fire. And last night I started looking at the news again and jumped out of my skin. I mean, This is unbelievably dangerous. This is insane. This is treason, as the president said. And here's what's scarier. The news is still running with it, saying it's true that we're at war with Russia. Did you hear that?
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's June 17th, 2019. And as the world escalates, as we move towards the singularity, the quickening, Ragnarok, Gudurdamarung, end of days, as we head towards the possibility of that, that I hope we can avert, the globalists believe the end of man is here, the new silicon gods are about to rise. As we accelerate towards this, each week I'm now saying this is the most important broadcast I've ever done. I used to go 5-6 years before I'd say that. The first 15 years of my broadcast, I might have said it 3-4 times. Now I started saying it every month. Now it's every week. Ladies and gentlemen, I have so much incredible news that all ties together. And I'm going to do my best to cover it all today. But let me just calmly give you the top story and then calmly try to go through this with everybody. The New York Times came out on Saturday and again on Sunday and said the United States is at war with Russia. And that the United States has attacked the Russian power grid, mainly run by nuclear reactors, to show Russia that we're boss. Now, A, that's illegal. B, it's insane. But C, it's a lie. And the president came out on Twitter and said, this is not true. This is treason by the New York Times running these lies. And he says again in multiple tweets, it is not true. Now let's pull back. If you've been following this, what's this really about? It's about creating a crisis to make Trump look bad. It's about within the lie that Russia attacked us with no proof. Previously, it's about legitimizing offensive war with Russia, which is a policy Hillary Clinton called for when she was running for president and after she was defeated. Clinton, treat cyber attacks like any other attack, August 31st, 2016, The Hill. The perfect way to frame somebody, and that's in the Vault 7 documents that came out that same year, leaked by the CIA against themselves, that criminal elements inside our government were going into Russian servers and attacking the United States to try to start a war with Russia and or to get funding. So let me just calmly walk through this here. I'm going to say this very slowly. This is how giant wars start. This is how planets end. Cue it up, please. Vladimir Putin last week said the world has never been in more danger of destroying itself. Humanity's never been in more danger. He said from nuclear weapons. He said the United States is moving weapons up against our borders, nuclear weapons, and other attacks that he did not name. And talking to a world federation of individuals at a summit in St. Petersburg, he said the planet has never been in more danger. The World Federation of Scientists came out and moved the doomsday clock closer to midnight than it was during the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s. Now, he hadn't gone public with what was happening. The New York Times publishes a cover story saying that, A, Russia hacked our voting systems on 2016 to delegitimize the election. That's never been proven, never even been said to be serious. Total abject balderdash baloney that they put out on Saturday the 15th. Bigger stories Sunday the 16th. The president tweeted out that day and the day after and said this is treason and total lie and none of this happened on either side, which is true. And it's gotten almost no coverage. And this morning going over hundreds of articles at home, hundreds of articles here. We don't lay these articles out on here as a prop. These are all stacks I've gone through. They're still running with the fact that we'll show them damn Russians. Remember Keith Olbermann? Russian scum. We're at war with Russia. Remember that 2 years ago? It's all been disproven. But they're rushing ahead with it. That ups the chances that the attacks on the ship last week were false flags. I was saying Tehran has warned they'd do this. That puts them right up there as main suspects. Plus, Kerry and the deep state are over there advising them. This is multinational. This is global. This is geopolitical. TNT we're playing with, a factory of TNT with fuses everywhere. We got a bunch of lobotomized monkeys running around with lit sparklers and flamethrowers inside there. And it's only a matter of days or weeks until this goes sky high. It's all still being said. U.S. escalates online attacks on Russian power grid. It's all being feverishly reported. And CNN saying, the president's a liar. Russia stole the election for him, and we're attacking Russia. And you read this article on the New York Times, or you read the other ones, and it reads like a Dr. Strangelove movie, a Stanley Kubrick film. Like General Jack T. Ripper's running things. And here's what the lead producer pointed out, Daria. Notice Trump, though, is saying the New York Times engaged in treason. No, the New York Times got told this by John Bolton just as sure as the sun came up today. And he got told this by the special working groups they've got inside these 18 intelligence agencies. And it's madness. It's total and complete madness. So he says it's treason. He says it's not true. There's another tweet where he says that. And obviously it isn't true. Now, here's what we know, though. There have been cyber attacks in Russia. So think about the perfect way to stage a false flag. You don't have to land frogmen on somebody's ship to blow it up and blame somebody else. You just get into somebody else's servers, jump through other servers, use a bunch of high-tech cloaking systems they've got, they admit, and then you attack people's systems and trigger malware that you already loaded on to their programs. And then you can take them down, and then you can say somebody else did it. It's incredible. And we've been there documenting it since day one, ladies and gentlemen. What happened to us just last week? We learned we've been under investigation for 2 weeks by the FBI, who then gave a statement to my lawyer and said, InfoWars is the victim. Someone sent you emails with child porn on them. You didn't open them. And it just so happened to be, we're going to get you for talking about Sandy Hook, you piece of crap. Here's more threats. And if you clicked on it, which we didn't do, it's child porn. The national media ran with InfoWars infected with malware with child porn. Their servers aren't safe. Think about the deception. But the FBI does say that Jones is innocent. It wasn't malware. It was individuals sending us emails to trick us to open them, saying, we're going to get you, Alex Jones, and here's our threats against you. And you click on it, and it's horrible crime. You're having to look at it, and then you've supposedly committed a crime if you knowingly did it. But you can't let InfoWars be a victim. Oh, no, no. So it just turns into a national story. Did you hear about Jones and child porn? Yeah, he's not guilty. It was malware. His servers aren't safe. It wasn't our servers, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't a malware attack. It was 14 emails sent to us in the last 2 years since we got sued, trying to trick us to open it up, and then when they get their court order to give them any Sandy Hook emails, well, they get to go through and they find those attachments magically out of thousands of emails and then run to the FBI hoping we get put in jail for it. That's the Democratic Party for you. That's who they are. But guess what? Nobody's buying. But what if they start World War III, World War IV? Think about that. We are now at war with Russia, says the New York Times, and Trump says it's all a lie. That's dangerous.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To be handed over to scum who are beholden to scum, Russian scum. As things are today, January 20th will not be an inauguration, but rather the end of the United States as an independent country. It will not be a peaceful change of power. It will be a usurpation, and the usurper has no validity, no credibility, and no authority under the Constitution. This is a reality that will become the only reality until this country rids itself of Donald John Trump. He is not a president. He is a puppet put in power by Vladimir Putin. And those who ignore these elemental existential facts, Democrats or Republicans, are traitors to this country and will immediately and forever after be held accountable. Resist. Peace.
Well, that's when President Trump got inaugurated. Keith Urban swore he'd be gone within a year. Never happened. But now the neocons with the left inside the White House working with John Kerry and Obama are admittedly going around trying to start a giant war, an international crisis that they believe will topple Trump. Trump calls newspaper report on Russia power grid treason, says that Russia didn't hack our servers for the election. They can't even really even prove bots went around influencing people. And he says that the idea that we have been for months attacking their power grid is insane. But there have been power grid attacks in Russia, probably by globalists. Then they come out and say in the New York Times, hey, we're the ones attacking you, obviously trying to goad the Russians into a war. Let's read what the president had to say. Trump calls newspaper report on Russia power grid treason. AP. President Donald Trump has lashed out at the New York Times, saying it engaged in a virtual act of treason for a story that said the U.S. was ramping up its cyber incursions into the Russian power grid. Do you believe that the failing New York Times just did a story stating that the United States is subsequently increasing cyber attacks on Russia? This is virtual act of treason by once great newspaper, so desperate for story, any story, even it's bad for its own country, he wrote. The story reported the development of American computer code and the deployment into the Russia's grid and other targets to act as a deterrent. Oh, we've loaded malicious stuff onto your power grids to bring them down. That's an act of terrorism. The newspaper also said the U.S. Cyber Command, part of the Department of Defense, had explored the possibility that Russia might try to initiate secretive blackouts in key states to disrupt the 2020 election. Oh, if the Clintons and the Obamas say they tried to get into our voting machines with no proof, well, and if you might do something in 2020, let's preemptively go do it to you, and then tell the world that there's malicious code. Then what do hackers do? When they hear about a malicious code out there, they exploit it. This is 101 cyber terrorism. And they've announced that the U.S. is engaged in cyber terrorism and are holding the Russians hostage with ticking time bombs that others can then exploit. And what they're really saying is others go exploit it, bring down their power grid, most of which is nuclear-powered. The Russians and the French get most of their power off nuclear reactors. Now, what do you think happens if some of those go up? This is an escalation that's Hitler level.
against the Russians. And I'll tell you something right now. Nothing's been done like this to Russia since Hitler invaded in 1941 with Operation Barbarossa. I'm not a Russophile. I'm a reality file and a survival file. I kind of like living in planet Earth being here, not getting vaporized on the surface. And the fact that Trump's being diverted as usual, that the New York Times did this. No, the New York Times didn't do this. The New York Times took orders from the psychotic neocons and the psychotic left, who are the same thing, who want power, and who said, we'll use international instances to embarrass the president. Remember Michael Moore, when he was president-elect, said, don't worry. Within 6 months, there'll be an international crisis, North Korea, that'll make him look like a fool. But Trump went and at least partially defused it. Then we learned the neocons were trying to what? Derail it. He tried to pull out of Afghanistan. They tried to derail it. He pulled out of Syria. They called it treason. On and on and on. And the left now says, on average in national polls, they love war. They just love war. They love it so much. It's so liberal. It's so sweet. It's so good. And it goes on from there. U.S. escalates online attacks on Russia power grid. We come back. I'm going to read some of this to you because it's meant to enrage the Russians. How we're taking them out, how we're going to show them, you know, how we can do this and that. And it just gets more insane from there. And it ties in to the ships last week. And the fact that guaranteed Obama and Kerry admittedly were advising them on how to get Trump to back down. So they said, we'll ship sinks. We will sink ships in the Persian Gulf in the Strait of Hormuz. Then they just set the Iranians up to make it look like it was them, when then they had their operatives carry out the attacks. The evidence is mounting. And it's the same thing here. Start a war with Russia. Start an incident with Russia. Start a huge war with Iran. Derail the peace talks with Kim Jong-un. That's their global strategy of crisis, their global strategy of tension. Now, that's one stack of the news. There's more than 20 stacks here that are all just as bombshell. Just as insane. The new global world currency has been officially announced and endorsed by central banks. We knew that cryptocurrency was being put out by the globalists to get you used to it, to think it was avant-garde and grassroots. They would then tank it, and they would then bring in the new global currency. Now, I'm not saying cryptocurrencies are bad. I'm saying this was their plan. It's now all confirmed, and Facebook is doing it. Facebook has now said if you don't behave, they're watching you at all times. You'll not be able to buy or sell. They said that Friday. Yes, biblical prophecy is being fulfilled. Your church won't say a damn word because they're going to take Facebook currency. It's all there's going to be. That's right. One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. You want to be in the New World Order, folks? You're going to be in it. That's just one small stacky. When I said 20 stacks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. 27 stacks. I don't exaggerate. 27 stacks. Each one more insane. As the quickening accelerates, my Jiminy Crickets. At this point, I have entered insane asylum land. Please don't forget, they're trying to totally shut us down. I mean, when they're trying to plant child porn on you and you get sued and folks know right to what to go look for, you know, you're not in Kansas anymore, are you? No, you're not in Kansas anymore. We need massive capital. People say, why are you expanding? You either expand or you implode. I'm just trying to stay the course, launch a few more shows, get some more reporters out there in the field. And so people love it when we have a sale. And we have to sell a lot, though, to fund ourselves. 50% off store-wide and store-wide free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, all of the best-selling supplements with 4.9 stars, you name it, are 50% off. That means we barely make any money, but we move a lot of it. We need funding. Please get in there and get all the great products you need at InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar.
I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The president has come out and shown clear example of treason against the American people, treason against life on the surface of this planet. The New York Times, working with criminals inside the Trump administration and inside the intelligence communities, falsely gave information to the New York Times that we have been cyber attacking the Russian power grid for months, and that we're basically at war with the Russians. And then even after the president came out yesterday and said that the report was false, almost no media is running with it. Buried within the lie is the bigger lie that the Russians hacked into servers for election machines in 2016 and gave the election to Trump. No one has ever shown any evidence of that, but they state it like it is fact. This is bigger than claiming WMDs were hidden in Iraq that weren't, because they didn't really have WMDs. This is starting a war, an act of war, against a country that has 10,000 nuclear weapons, and it all came out of Hillary Clinton's mouth before she even lost the election. She said, if Russia ever meddles in our power grid, we should nuke them, and we should offensively start attacking them. This is all CFR, neocon, madman, megalomania, Hitler-level stuff, okay? Here's the headlines, the document. Trump calls newspaper report on Russia power grid treason, says there's no truth to it, it's a total lie. But he doesn't point out who is in his administration telling the New York Times this. And you know it's Bolton. U.S. escalates online attacks on Russia power grid is the New York Times huge disinfo piece. Then we have all the famous examples of attacks on ships to get us into wars. We have Hillary Clinton again, August 31st, saying threat of cyber attacks like any other attack, attack them. Incredibly dangerous. And you've got huge power grids going out in Argentina, Uruguay, restore power after massive blackouts, the biggest in their history. They're hunting for it. There's been power outages in Russia, in Europe, unprecedented ones. Moscow warns against baseless accusations over the tanker attacks. Remember, Stuxnet was reported first by us a full year before it was admitted that it was a U.S./Israeli operation. Will Stuxnet malware be used in false flag attack? It was. Computer expert, U.S. was behind Stuxnet. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson, turned out it was correct. Here it is. Seven facts, Vault 7, CIA hacking tool dumped by WikiLeaks. What's in it? How to frame the Russians particularly, or anybody else you want, with proxy systems that live time will translate whatever you're doing into their other language. It's all right there. CIA tools found across 16 countries. And now, even if we had loaded this on to their servers, telling people we'd done it would be treason, and it's already super dangerous, then other hackers and people know how to exploit it. Latest WikiLeaks Daily Mail shows how the CIA used computer code to hide the origins of its hacking attacks and disguise them as Russian or Chinese activity. WikiLeaks reveals Marble, proof CIA disguised their hacks as Russian, Chinese, and Arabic. And it goes on and on and on and on. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I've just done the last 3.5 segments on this, and I'm going to stop. But next hour, I'm going to open the phones up for folks that are security experts, cyber experts, IT folks, military, former NSA, Russians, doesn't matter, anybody that wants to call in and give your take on this. But this is so criminal. This is so dangerous. This is so reckless. And it shows what I've been predicting. They have four ways to take Trump down. The economy, but Trump's been blocking the Federal Reserve, raising interest rates. He's taking action. The open borders, we're battling that, but that's a serious crisis. But it'll still take time to sink us. Election fraud, that's coming up in a year and a half. The big one is war. The big one is a war, and then they'll embarrass the president with a bad response to the war and say that it's his fault, and he was easy on the Russians or easy on the Iranians or he backed out of the nuclear deal. And it endangers the whole damn planet, and it needs to stop, and Trump needs to take the gloves off right now. I'll open the phones up next hour. Specifically for first-time callers that want to speak directly to this, topic and how dangerous you think it is and what you think we should do and what you think is really going on here. But I agree with the president. It's treason. It's a lie. And it's totally dangerous. And it shells the idea there's going to be cyber attacks during the election so they can have cyber attacks during the election, blame it on Russia and claim they're helping Trump, and then hand it to the Democrats with their field of losers. As the president said, only fake polls show us behind the Motley Crue. We are looking very good, but it's far too early to be focused on that. Much work to do. Make America great again. They're setting it up where they have cyber attacks. The deep state is still embedded. They then blame Trump and his Russian allies. Trump loses or becomes discredited even if he wins. They remove Trump, federalize elections as they tried to do in the last 2.5 years. They're running the same program over and over and over and over again. And it's disgusting. Now, let me tell you what's coming up at the next segment. No, not Facebook announcing a new world government currency and the world government saying it's approved. So the first world government, one world currency has been announced. We told you it was coming through Facebook. No, I'll get to that later in the middle of the next hour. How about this? Suddenly, it's all being admitted. Cell phones, cell towers, and cancer. Link proven, but 5G advances. This is mainstream news. 5G smartphones cause cancer. Big Wireless doesn't want you to know. Wired Magazine. And this new tidbit from the good folks over at ZeroHedge.com. It's up on Infowars.com. Cell tower shut down after complaints about cancer cluster in school kids and the teachers. Wait till you see all the dead and dying kids at the school. Wait till you find out about that. Because you know what cell phone radiation does. It rattles DNA. It's a microwave, just like it rubs the molecules together. Breaks DNA. It's a DNA smasher. But Trump thinks it's good for the economy, so he's for it. Another place he's fallen down. Okay, so we've got that coming up. We've also are going to get into mainstream media promoting prostitution to young girls as a new career move and to little boys that they can be a drag queen. I'm not joking. It's Teen Vogue. It's CBS News. That will be your job in the future, is if you're a boy, you'll be a girl. If you're a girl, you'll be a prostitute. You'll all be sex workers. But, again, that's what's going on. We're also going to be looking at the economy. Google recognizes Father's Day with a genderless creature. We're also going to be looking at the latest on record number of African migrants coming to Mexican border, AP, and being caught with rolls of $100 crisp banknotes and debit cards with thousands of dollars on them with no name. You know where it came from, U.S. taxpayers, U.S. aid. Sends it to Soros, who fences it, and then brings the folks in. And Trump's been trying to get that funding cut, but it's already been allotted by Congress. So this is all the Underground Railroad from the world to here to bring in folks, put chips on their shoulders, and teach them to hate the American people while they get free stuff. So it's all coming up. Tell everyone you know, whether you're on AM and FM, watching on TV or the Internet, how you're watching and listening. It's how we break the globalist stranglehold of censorship. Word of mouth. You are our only hope. InfoWars.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, and you better believe I'm trying to motivate you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to motivate you. Now, I'm going to hit some news here in a moment that is pretty much the most important news that anybody can cover, dealing with something that we can actually mediate or mitigate, and not have something that ends up killing more people than cigarettes has. And that's cell phones and all the rest of this garbage, because they keep upping the magnetic power, the radiation power, the microwave energy power. And one of the most studied things out there, period, one of the most studied things that you're going to find is microwave radiation. They knew when they first started using microwaves at the end of World War II that you'd get really sick if you stood in front of one of the projectors. They started learning that they could heat up cans of beans by putting it on a post a few feet in front of it. That's where they got the ideas for microwave ovens, was because they started cooking their food with them in the 40s and 50s. Now, again, if it cooks beans, what's it doing to your brain? This is not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. And so, yes, it's much lower level radiation at a distance, but it doesn't matter. The sun puts out a wide spectrum of radiation, the light band and other rays. And we all know that some sun's good for us. But if you laid out in the sun in the Sahara Desert for a couple days, you would die with huge blisters all over your body. But you see, that type of radiation doesn't penetrate. But what does microwave radiation do? Why does your cell phone that has a microwave transmitter in it shoot through walls and go all the way out to towers? Why, I've got four bars in here. And even when I'm not using it, it's communicating back and forth with the towers, sending information. Now, the studies show that these give you massive brain tumors. And that the type of brain tumors, depending on which side of your head people go in, different tumors are up 2,000%, 3,000%, 4,000%. Tumors that were very rare are now very common. They always say, oh, let me guess, do you put the phone to your left side or your right side? And it's always the side you put it up to. And there's magnetic scans of this that shows it. There were even studies I read 20 years ago on air that were like at CBS News. They even tell you that the brain, after a few minute conversation, gets the temperature raised up to 2 degrees. It's actually cooking your brain. That's why I always use Bluetooth, and I don't keep it in my pocket most of the time, and I keep them away from me. Because if you talk to the engineers, the antenna is about an inch long in these. And you're getting microwave radiation that would, you could stick it in an egg, and right around that antenna, it would cook that part of the egg. You pull it out and have some cooked yolk on there, or egg white. So imagine years of it up against your head. They also found in studies that there's an the brain gets excited. The brain is electrochemical. And so people wonder why they seem to get so agitated the more they're on the phone. Oh, and a lot of people just use a wire to it. That, a lot of times, sends more of the radiation up the wire into your brain. So, everybody knows when you stick one of these on top of a hospital or a school, suddenly massive numbers of cancers pop up, 20,000, 100,000 times the local rate of cancer. So it's just like when somebody knows, what is it about this neighborhood? Everybody's getting nosebleeds and cancer, and you go, oh, you're a big landfill. I have a friend who works here that his wife's sister, I'm not going to get any details, she had that disease where her whole life she barely grew, and that she, by the time she was like 15 years old, she was like 120, and then she died. And then a lot of other folks in the neighborhood all died, and they said, oh my gosh, you're on top of toxin landfill from the 40s. And they all got multi-million dollar settlements, but they didn't want those multi-million dollar settlements. They wanted their children alive. And about half the people in the neighborhood got cancer. Well, guess what happens when you live by a big cell tower? Let me go further. You don't want to live under high-powered tension wires. They're giant antennas. That's why they have information transfer over power line. The government's already using. That's DARPA's big secret communication system, is information over the power lines. Oh, and they can send data now into those that's picked up as wireless in your house and controls appliances that you didn't even know were wireless, but are wireless. The former head of the CIA admitted to all this. So, you know those government-approved, mandated little curly-Q light bulbs? Those are patented to be operated by communication over power lines. And they can do a flicker rate that augments and interfaces with Microsoft programs with those little infrared sensors that are on them that they say are for other devices. They're really for those. Oh, it goes further. It gets a lot better. They tested it in Minnesota 8 years ago. I saw an article in AP at a police station to calm the police officers The special light bulbs had a program flickering to calm them and make them happy. They didn't tell the officers for a year. Not in Kansas anymore. There's massive testing being done on you and your family. Now, there's a race to put 5G in every 300 or 400 yards, all over the country, all over the world. And, of course, the Chinese government was the fastest group rolling it out here at cost. Well, Trump said, oh, they're able to break into all of our appliances, into everything with these, because they go through walls and they penetrate everything. You can't have them near military bases. And if you've got one of their WAPO phones, you can't be in the military or bring it on base. But what about the U.S. companies? What have we built? What have we done? 5G, the L.A. Times, and even Wired Magazine admit, does give you cancer at higher rates than normal 4G or 3G. So they're just upping the power because we put up with it. And then everything's being designed to interface with it and work off of it because we don't want to run wires that deliver the signal better and easier. We want everything in live time so there can be a worldwide social credit score. And what did Facebook announce last Friday? They said, we're going and data mining everything you ever did in the 30 years of the Internet. We're watching what you do in your house over the assistance units. And if you ever said anything racist or bad, we're going to kick you off Facebook. And in the future, that means banking. That means travel. It's the Chinese social score already rolling out. And you won't be able to even... Folks, I'm going to cover this next hour. This is in a press release. Remember Samsung 5 years ago? We wrote about it, said in its terms of service, watch what you say. We have a video camera and audio, and we're selling it to third parties. It said, watch what you say. And then Schmidt of Google said, yeah, watch what you do online. Well, what about when they bring the portals into the house that's following you and listening to you? And then Facebook tells you, hey, dumb effers. That's a quote about his users. I'm going to have the global currency. I'm going to control everything you do. I'm going to run your life. I'm going to watch you. And like fools, like the fools at Troy, we bring in the Trojan horse. It's all coming up next hour. But go look at it for yourself. Why in the world would they do this? It's about depopulation. It's about control. It's about social scores. It's about tracking everything in live time, whether you have a phone or don't. With face scanning and all the rest of it. We're going to go to break. Please remember, without your support, we will not be here. And it's more critical than ever that we be able to fund our operations into the future. That's why we're running SaveInfoWars.com emergency special. SaveInfoWars emergency special. 50% off all the best-selling supplements and nutraceuticals and store-wide free shipping. 50% off. Oh, and I keep forgetting, double Patriot points. I cut ads for this weekend. I didn't even point out double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on the next order, 10% off. Sign up for auto ship on things like the toothpaste, the coffee, and the things you're going to need, protein bars, and get 10% off additionally on that. Making a lot of these lost leaders. Whatever you do, take action now. We want a pro-human future, and only you can help keep us on air.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.